7654321.
You'll never have the sacred stone.
Oh, this you crazy mother.
Welcome to Demetria Reads, where I have fun putting my voice to the written word to entertain you, inform you, and empower you. My name is Demetria Bridges, and I'm a Beantown girl who loves the power of her blueprint sound. And on this podcast, I narrate blogs, articles, poems, novel excerpts, anything that arrests my attention and moves me to pull out my vocal palette and start to paint. I'd love for you to subscribe, write a review, and of course, spread the word. Okay, let's get to today's inspiration. Ask yourself this question. In any relationship that you're in, whether it's your friendships or your romantic partners or even your family relationships or work professional relationships, are you the giver or the taker? And I think we all like to think of ourselves as givers, but I think many of us could probably say that we do more taking than giving. And so today's selection is a really cute short story about the relationship between two entities that really expound upon, you know, the perilous situation when one side is giving more than it should and one side is just, in a sense, obliviously taking and not thinking about the other side. Really, really great short story, and I hope you enjoy it. The giving tree is done being a pushover. Sometimes you're out of fucks to give. By Kyrie Gray. Rebecca just doesn't understand. Her giving tree suddenly refuses to, well, give. She recalls her childhood with giving tree. Days were spent swinging from its branches and eating its delicious apples. As she got older, giving tree gave her its bark so that she might write her great American novel on its pulp. Later, branches were offered up for Rebecca's birthday bonfire. Finally, Tree sacrificed most of his body to provide lumber for a fledging pop-up vodka lemonade stand business. Rebecca stuck out her lower lip and crossed her arms. I just don't understand why Giving Tree is mad at me. We've always had such a great relationship. Tree thinks differently. Yeah, Tree said. I loved Rebecca when she was young. We had fun together. But apples grow back, you know. She doesn't even eat what I give her anymore. She has to choose the most perfect one to post it on Instagram after discarding a dozen that she deems flawed. And then half the time, she tosses the perfect apple aside without even tasting it. Giving Tree's leaves began to shake with rage, but it pressed on. I gave her my branches so she could impress some of her friends. And did she introduce me? No. Guess she doesn't want everyone to know she associates with a generous talking tree. At this point, Tree became downright belligerent. I gave her most of my body so she could build many bookshelves. She acted so grateful. She told me she was going to buy Christmas lights that I could use during the holiday. But the shelves remained half-built, and Giving Tree never saw those Christmas lights. Still, Rebecca didn't realize anything was wrong. She came by when she had time to tell the tree all of her problems. It was only when she was sitting on Tree's remaining stump and mentioned using it as her living room table for natural decor that she felt a sharp splinter in her thigh and realized something had changed. It's not fair. Giving Tree and me were supposed to have a lifelong friendship. Tree agreed, but felt Rebecca had abused her side of the relationship. I'm only a trunk now, barely 3 feet high. I have nothing left to give. She's in her 20s. She has so many years ahead of her. How is she going to get by when I'm gone? No word if Rebecca and Giving Tree ever worked through their problems. Although yesterday, Rebecca posted a picture of a finished adult lemonade stand. I hope you enjoyed today's selection, and I hope to read to you again. I'll be reading a few times a week and would love to hear your thoughts. So leave your blueprint sound via a review, and I'll catch up with you next time on Demetria Reads.